everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Eat, Drink, and Be Merry show. Diva Linda is back in the house because it is the first Saturday of the month, and she had an exceptional birthday. She went to a place that she really wanted to go, and that's what she's talking about today, because today she's talking about tea. Diva Linda loves tea, and she got to have afternoon tea at the Empress Hotel. She's got a story up on blendradio and tv.com. The links are all in the social media, in the show notes, as well as her website, which is allingoodtaste.info, because, you know, she's got a lot of taste. But welcome back, Diva Linda. How was tea?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, I've gone to tea at the Empress Hotel in Victoria for 4 years, probably. Not necessarily consecutive, but I think this is my fourth trip. And it always presents beautifully. They make changes here and there, but I think if you're in Victoria, this is one of these must do sorts of things. It's getting pricey, but it's also tea is also very pricey in the U.S. So I think this time it was $100 a person. But I've seen that also, actually in Phoenix, where I live, halftime. So anyway, save your money up, because it's a fabulous, once in a lifetime sort of experience. And if you're going to be there anyway, looking at the Bouchard Gardens and all the wonderful shops that are around, we took our boat in and we're able to park right. I don't think that word park is right.
Docked.
The hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Moored. Oh, I like the word moored.
So we moored the boat in right in front. And so it was like a 3-minute walk to get there. So that's rather exciting. So all you boaters, I know it's a bit of a challenge to get into the Vancouver marina. They have dancing water taxis, and that's a sight to see. They do a sort of a ballet on water, and there's a customs dock, and it is one of the busiest marinas I've ever been in. And getting into it is a bit of a challenge because of the tides and so forth. But if you're going to fly in there or take a boat from Seattle, take the fast ferry from Seattle, and you'll get there. So let's talk a little bit about what happens. So you go into.
But wait, people can do this from car, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
The main way is to take a ferry over from Seattle, and it dumps you right next to the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
that's
I got
why
it
people
now.
Generally don't, and you don't generally take their car in. I think that's a whole customs thing that you don't want to get in the middle of. Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Okay.
Yeah, no, well, we once went to Canada, and my husband couldn't hear it was windy, and the noise of all the other cars, and the custom guy asked Alan something about, do you have any guns? And I think he said, in the car, and Alan didn't hear him. And so, and I think he said, oh yeah, we have quite a few. And he meant at home. So we had to go over, and they took our car apart. They let us go into the rest of Canada. So anyway, listen carefully.
Diva's got guns. Back off from the boat. I'm just saying, don't mess with them, right?
And I'm looking at him saying, because I can hear perfectly, and I'm thinking, what is he saying? And I'm hitting him, and I think the guy just thought,
hey, listen, I've had that happen in Mexico. It's always fun when they tear it apart. Oh, yeah, it's always fun.
So back
but,
to tea. So
yeah,
anyway,
back to tea. Let's calm down and have some tea.
So you walk up to the hotel, beautiful gardens, green grass, gorgeous, rose garden. It's immaculate. It's just beautiful. And people come in and sit places, and they have lots of benches where you can go on the grass. But it is the Northwest, of course, so the grass is almost always kind of wet. So anyway, who you need to be, sit on the benches. And you used to be able to go straight into the Empress Hotel, which I thought was very grand, and you get to see everything. But no, they have you go around now to a special entrance. And ooh, I think it takes you by the gift shop, which, of course.
Smart. Oh, well, and look at the necklace. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this. The funny story.
It's beautiful.
That. So, and then you go in the door, and lovely ladies, there's always three or four. I don't know why they need so many, but the reception is very quick. And once again, you have to have a reservation. This place is packed. They have tea times. You don't have tea on demand. You have tea times that you can go, and then they seat you. I've been seated all, it's not a big lounge, it's a lounge, and that is specifically for tea, which is very nice, because I've been to some tea places where they just took a bar that wasn't doing well, a bar lounge that isn't doing well, and converted it. But this is a beautiful lounge that they've had for years and years. And the tables and so forth are mismatched. There's not, the chairs are mismatched. It's sort of, it's very English. It's, they're all grand and plush and so forth. And so you sit down, and, it's very interesting how things have evolved. It says on the reservation to please, not necessarily dress up, but, be respectful of the process and so forth, and business casual, I think, is what they asked. But of course, people are on vacation. They didn't bring a suit. They didn't, especially the men. The women are fine. They all come dressed to the nines, but the men, not so much. So we saw a lot of jeans and t-shirts, and it kind of, you know, I don't know. That's not the atmosphere that they want to do, but they'll let you in. But, you know, bring a Hawaiian shirt or something, you know, be respectful. Women, we don't, all look great. So you sit down, and somebody immediately comes and begins explaining the process. And it can be overwhelming if you're not ready for it. They bring you a box that has, that shows you, like, I think there's 12 teas that you can choose from. And in the box are the teas. You can't smell them, but you can look at them. And it gives the names of all the teas, and you can ask. So there's herbal teas, green teas, black teas, probably four of each, I think. And then you choose the one that you want. Now, there's two of us, so that's two different pots of teas. I like herbal tea, so I had an herbal tea, fruity herbal tea, and Alan likes Earl Grey, so he had an Earl Grey. And that starts you off, and they bring you the tea. It's quite elegant, and it's all wrapped up, and the tea is all wrapped up, and it's really, it's fun. You know, it's fun and elegant. I mean, there's just a sense of tradition, a very nice sense of tradition. And then after that, the meal is preset, so you're not guessing here. I think on a reservation, you can ask for the queen's tea and then, or something a little lighter. So, but it was my birthday present, so we had the big tea. And it comes on a three-tiered platter. And the bottom one is the scones. The second one are the sandwiches, the little tiny sandwiches. And the top one is a dessert. Now, people that don't understand, so you start from the bottom, people. You don't go to dessert. You don't go to the sandwiches.
Yeah, but you know.
It's the scones, and the scones are so wonderful. They are just, they were blueberry, I think, and cranberry. And it was, so there's enough for two people. You sort of look at it at first, especially the men. The men always say, well, when is the meal coming? Well, that is the meal. That is it. And if a man has not been to a tea before, they're thinking, I'm getting gypped. But wait. So you start with the scones, and it has cream, and it has lemon sauce to put on it, and it has this and butter, and oh my God, it's that good butter. It's that, like,
Irish
butter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. It's really creamy and lovely. Mm-hmm. So pretty much after you eat your scone, and you're done. I mean, you know, you're starting to drink the tea, and the scone, of course, scones are heavy, and they hit your stomach, and then you go, oh, okay. And then you go to the sandwiches, and there's always four types. Like, you get a salmon sandwich, and you get a cucumber sandwich, which is traditional. and two others, whatever, I think, whatever they're feeling. I don't think it's, I think your experience can change from day to day. And then, now you've had your sandwiches, right? So you've had probably four sandwiches and your scones and your, you know, and you're drinking this tea because the tea is really wonderful. And, you know, pretty much now you're really done, right? So you're done with the scones. Now you're really done with the sandwiches. I mean, it's really nice. And if you go slowly, especially, you know, you're going to be full. And then comes these exquisite desserts on the top. Mm. And, oh my gosh, those, by the time you get there, you're thinking maybe you're going to have a take home box, you know, because, and the desserts are, I think there's four of those for each person. And it's, they're tiny. Everything is tiny except the scones are huge. And then after the end, they, if you drink your, all of your tea, that's fine. They'll give you more. They'll allow you to switch the kind of tea you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that nice? You generally pour your own tea after they pour it the first time. And they give you a timer. When they first give you the tea, they give you a timer. And the timer is, you turn it over when they set the tea down. And you get, and I think it's 4 minutes. And it tells
oh,
you
see, no.
4 minutes. It's, yeah, it's going to be good. And you take out the tea bag so it doesn't get too tannic. And so, you know, that's really nice. So if you thought, well, maybe, you know, the pomegranate herbal tea really wasn't what you thought it was going to be, you can switch to Earl Grey or
yeah,
green
because
tea.
It's not like they can just pour it because it's got the whole seeping, you know. So that's really cool because I always think, oh, you know, but herbal teas, I'm so glad you bring it up because I think so many people always think it is the Earl Greys and the dark. And then I remember green teas have been around since ancient times. White teas, oolongs have been, I love a good chai. Now that's my thing, a good chai. But then I also go, is that always tea either? I mean, is chai actually tea? I think it is, but it isn't. You know, it's like you're drinking spice, really. But and last time we were talking about coffee, and here I am with a coffee mug. I'll probably not, I'll try not to show it. But you know, it to me, tea is, you know, I was talking about this on a couple podcasts recently about women. It whenever growing up, women always had the kitchen table and the tea pot. Whenever something went wrong, the kettle went on immediately as some, they haven't even sat down and the kettle was on the stove kind of thing. And it was about letting it seep. And it's the same thing. It's like you're pouring the tea. There's this action of calming the situation down and having that tea. And yeah, sometimes things came out that were good and yummy. You know, you remember those little finger, cookies. Oh gosh, what they were called, like wafers. They're really good. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Light things would be served, you know, and whatever you had in your kitchen at the time. In South Africa, everybody had something under a pie dish or something that was naughty for you. Scones were always a big deal because of England, obviously, but yeah, it was a good time. But that teapot, and we grew up with rooibos in South Africa, which is one of my favorite teas because it's changed too. There's different blends. There's different. So do they get into the, we're a big blend, Linda. Do they get into tea blends or are you going specifics when you're doing this?
No, you can, no, especially in the herbals. But you know what? The Earl Grey that they served my husband was Earl Grey. I think it says something like Earl Grey with not a spice with something, and it was vanilla. So the Earl Grey, and so I thought, well, that's strange. I liked it a lot. I thought, yeah, cool. I liked it a lot, especially if you people who drink black tea like that certain flavor that black tea has. It's sort of. Did not have that. So it was something more like I like. So it's like having, if you like coffee, you just like the taste of coffee. It's good. But if somebody messes it with vanilla or chocolate or whatever, it sort of ruins the experience for you. So I thought, and why did they do that? But after you get out of the tea, if you walk up the street, there's something called Murchie's, Murchies. And it is this glorious tea house and a deli. And oh my God, it's every kind of tea you want. Oh, wow. And to my surprise, there was the Earl Grey with vanilla. I'd never seen that before. And but she had it. I mean, it was wonderful. So
did you take some home?
Take some. Oh yeah. My favorite from Murchie's is the blueberry tea.
Ooh,
blueberry tea is wonderful, and that is actually a black tea, not with the
blueberries. That's a nice balance. Yeah.
Yes, and then it's wonderful, and they also had lemon zest or lemon something or other, and that was, it had a bit of a spice on it, not too much. So I bought a bunch of that too. So, you know, even though your tea experience, you're going to be in there for about an hour and a half, you know, two, if you want to just drag it on and, you know, just stay. It's so comfortable in there, and they never act like they need your table for the next setting. And I actually don't know what would happen at the next tea time setting if you were still sitting in your spot, because it's always full. But,
wow.
It just relax. Yeah. So what do you do with people who want, you know, are there for the day? Because it, just like you said, a lot of people like that tea on the table with some things to eat and relax and talk about their vacation or whatever, why they're there or, you know, whatever.
I can see it for like a girlfriend's getaway, mom and daughters, you know, 'cause I know you do that a lot with your daughter too, the tea experiences. And so it'll take a little time, maybe bridesmaids, you know what I mean? Showers,
oh gosh,
you know,
it would be so, oh yeah. Now, having said that, you would think so in the States it's more like that, it's more of a woman girly kind of thing, but at the Empress there's an equal number of men and women. It's like half and half, and that may just be because the husband is on vacation with you, and you know, the wife has said, this is something we need, you know, I'd like to do it together. But it was quite, so that makes it even more elegant. I don't know. Just, you know, it's just.
I think what's neat is they obviously have like a really, they're really organized and have this structure. And if you can't screw that up, because that's what creates the relaxing feel, because somebody else has already created this structure. It's already like you're being ushered in, sat down. Here's your timer. Here's this. It's already, this is what's happening. There's no questioning. There's no. I mean, there's questioning, hey, well, do you think I'll like this tea with this, you know, kind of thing. But if they've taken the pairing thing and changed it, you know what I mean? I think that's kind of cool. Yep,
I do. I think that's a really good point. It's really all set for you. And you can see on the website what you're going to get generally. I think they say, I don't think they have exceptions. So if you're vegan or something, I don't know. I don't think that would work for you, but I saw some small children in there with their little small children dresses, which look so cute.
Oh, wow.
You know, moms introducing their daughters to that. Men, as I said, boys. It was really a sort of a eclectic mix of people all just enjoying it. And generally, you know, when you're in a lounge and you have that many people, it's loud. You know, it's just loud.
Mm-hmm.
This was nice and quiet, and everybody was respecting the tea service, and it was really nice. It is my favorite place to go for anything. It's just really, and I've been to many places. It's just wonderful.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm glad you did it. I mean, because this wasn't your first time, you said, right?
No, it's my fourth time, but it's over the years. But it's the same but different every time you go, if you understand, because, you know, they change the teas out. They change, you know, there's a changing attitude on attire, which I wish they could actually enforce it, but that's all right. Then afterwards, you can go to the, I'm trying to think, I don't think there's a bill that you get because you prepay for this, if I was right.
Oh, that's so that makes it nice too. It's kind of relaxed.
Yeah, so the tip is in there. Everything is in there.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Everything is done for you. So when you're ready to go, you go. It's just, it's, as I said, it's organized. You said it's organized, and that's a comfort. And you can just relax and not worry about where's my bill, I need to go, whatever, you know, it's perfect. And then you leave. And the way you leave, of course, the same way you came in, and that is with next to the gift shop.
And the now we're going to the but before you go to the gift shop, why is there so much alcohol behind me here? Is it one of your pictures from the Empress?
Yes.
So are they spiking tea is what I wanted to know.
Oh, you can spike your tea, but I think a few years ago they introduced spirits to the menu. So you'll actually see people come in and tell the service people we're going to have some spirits before we start our tea. And as you can see behind you, they have everything
there's
you possibly want. They have their beautiful martini that is, I think, it changes every year. I think this year it was strawberry, but it really is. So it's just lovely. And you can have gin and tonic. That's one of my favorites, or one of their favorites. That I'm glad that you asked about that. Yeah. So you see, especially the men.
I think this was made for the husbands to keep them calm.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can get anything. You could, they give you a drink menu and you can order off that, or so you can order, you know, spirits from the front, and maybe you want a port at the back end with your dessert. That's, you know, that would be lovely. Everything you could want. Yeah.
So it's a luxury experience. It's diva worthy.
It's really a luxury experience.
Yeah.
Very diva worthy. It's one of my
favorite. She didn't feel
teams.
Like she's been sailing the seas for weeks, you know. She's like, okay, I need my diva time, you know.
And then
look at the necklace. This is beautiful. The teapot. What is that? What are the gems? What is that? It's beautiful, that blue.
You know, I think what's blue? Blue is
like aqua marine, but that looks a little deeper.
Don't know. Can't remember. Bought it years ago, years and years ago. And it comes out when I go to tea. I don't remember. But it caused quite a stir, actually. People were looking at it and asking me where I got it and blah, blah, blah. And it's been so many years, you know. At first, I couldn't remember. And then I did remember. And it's a special artist that I found online that does interesting things like this. And you can get one. You might want an octopus or a starfish or this or that. So I went into the gift shop, and this lady starts following me. I'm thinking, you think I'm going to take something or what is it? Finally, she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, "Can I ask you where you got this?" And then I told her, and she said, "Well, are they readily available?" And I said, "I think they were only like 25 made, if I remember correctly. It was expensive, and you probably wouldn't every day go get it." And she said, "But do you know that if you can give me the name of this person, I'm going to contact them." She said, "I could sell that thing. I don't care what the cost is, all day long." So that's something that people would really like. So at least she didn't think I was, you know, thieving. And it was very interesting.
Diva gets in trouble. I think it's a sapphire. I was Googling it there for a second to see. I think it's a sapphire.
Yeah.
I think it's a sapphire. Because aquamarine is more turquoisey. Yeah.
And,
no, but that's beautiful.
It might be because I have a lot of sapphire earrings and I have a sapphire bracelet and so forth. So probably at the time I was doing sapphire, you know how you do.
During
the time when metals weren't real expensive like they are now. So I can't even imagine what it would cost now. But, you know, there's a price for everything. People love stuff like this.
Hey, I know. And listen, it's almost Christmas market season. So, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wants a teapot inside a snow globe. That's what you need.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm thinking.
I did find a teapot, what are they called? K something or others. Have you seen the soft collectibles? Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, we're going to get a show and tell. Yay.
Yeah. Show. Okay. So there are these things.
The tea cozies.
This is amusables. Anyway, Okay, so this is a tomato.
It's cute.
And they come mostly in fruits. So I have a tomato and a bok choy. And to my great surprise, the gift shop had a teapot one.
And so this is just stuffed toys and you get a teapot. That's cool, but that's cute.
Is that something?
Priscilla
yeah,
wants to hang out. Our little sock monkey wants to come hang out with them. Did you give little
She
Tommy
would love
a name?
them.
This is Tommy. Tommy Tomato. He looks
Tommy.
Like a little Tommy.
It does. It does. And I wish I had I should have brought the teapot out. I packed it to go home. I don't want it to get any poop on it before we leave. Sorry. Should have thought about that. But anyway, that was my favorite thing that I bought at the store. But they have, I think, especially if you're like a first timer and you're just beginning your tea collection,
yeah,
they have the teacups that and saucers that they serve in the china, which is beautiful English china.
Do they have the gold rim? Like you always talk about, the gold rim is a big deal.
Yes.
Oh dear.
And they've been using that same pattern, I think, since they opened, because it's the king or the queen's pattern.
Oh wow.
Anyway, it's gorgeous, and you can buy that if you like. They have most of the teas that you were served. You could buy those.
Oh, that's cool.
And then other stuff. So for me, the experience is not only going to tea, but going to the gift shop, as we know.
And your husband just loves that. Alan just smiles every time. You go, girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if I'm happy, he's happy.
Yeah. So, he's going to put you on a boat for the summer. Yep. This is, you know, payment is payment. Just saying.
That's right. And today I'm in something called Blind Channel Resort. And we'll be doing something with that. That is only, you can only get here by float plane or boat.
Wow. But I love these experiences that are unique like that. You know, it's just like they're hidden places in the world that a lot of people won't know unless they're floating on a boat or by plane, which who would know, you know? So that's really cool. That's awesome. Well, have fun. Enjoy your time. And we can't wait for next month. It'll be, we're getting into October, Diva Linda, fall.
We are. It's already, it feels like fall, the whole summer here, but I can really see the changes lately. And
here too.
And then I'll go back to Arizona in September and it'll be, or October, and it'll be, you know, 95 degrees or 100 degrees. I think it doesn't break until late October.
Yeah. So, I know we're going to be in Arizona again in November.
Very nice.
Exciting. And then we'll come through again and then again. So we're kind of looking forward
so
to
you're down in
not
that
kind
part,
of, we are.
Right?
Yeah. We're kind of homesick, you know, but you know, we love all these places we're going to, but then sometimes it's just like, I need to go see a cactus in the cactus area. We're in the Appalachians right now in the Smoky Mountains, and there are fall colors. I photograph leaves that are brilliantly red and then the changing ones, but I saw a yucca plant and I'm like, go home. Not really. But isn't that weird?
Here?
But there's history of why and how and all that. There's some interesting legends and stuff. But even Louisiana has yucca cactus. So it's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, everything ties together in some way. And when you get back to Arizona, I think you'll be back in that tea house in the Japanese Friendship Garden. I have a feeling. Just circling back to that.
You know what? I was able to snag one seat. Get this. I've been on this. By the time I finally go to this, the special tea, the first one that you're supposed to go to, I would have been on their wait list for 2 years. So
oh my
I
God.
Finally snagged one slot in, I think it's May, next May. That's how far.
Oh my gosh.
That's how long it takes to get into these. And if you're not paying attention to your emails, it just goes. I mean, so I'll be going to the formal tea. I went to the informal tea where we had the lady come on for our Japanese thing. And then now I'll be going to their formal one with the interesting door. And it's just really traditional Japanese tea. So I'm very, very, very excited.
Wow. She's got it.
And
you go, girl.
And that's $100. So, you know, I guess that must be the price, I guess.
Well, so is Starbucks, right? It was a little bit less, but still.
It was. Oh, how I miss Starbucks. Oh, my
Oh,
God.
my
I'm...
God.
Oh.
Hey, listen, we found a coffee out here called Scooter. I have
Is
no
it
idea.
wonderful?
It's okay.
It's a...
It's okay. It's you know, some things need doctoring, just saying. And, you know, but anyway, it's not even a coffee. I don't know. It was in the grocery store, and I was like, well, our bass player had a nickname Scooter. Let's try it. So, you know, sometimes you try new things, and it's okay. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Actually, it's pretty smooth now that I think of it. I think I was just too busy really wanting coffee that, like, just drink the coffee in the morning,
I
you know?
understand. I've tried many here, and it just doesn't quite taste the same, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a star. I have like 600 points that I need to use. And oh, and I miss my free birthday coffee and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, go
You'll be okay.
Starbucks.
Well, listen, happy birthday. It's good to see you on the
Thank
show.
you.
I know Nancy will be back next time with you, and looking forward to more fun with the Diva Linda. So everyone keep up with Diva Linda at allingoodtaste.info, and for her Pacific Northwest adventures, it's bnwtourist.com, right? Do I have that one right? I'm just going off of my memory, you know, and I had weird coffee,
Doing
so
very
you
well.
never know.
Doing
And then
very well.
Everything is linked in the show notes. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Diva Linda is here every first Saturday because she wants to be first, and she is. So there it is.
That's
Thanks,
very
Diva.
good. Thank you very much.